اختلاف. There's a big difference between these two things. Dispute, disunity, going astray, it's one of the result of the اختلاف, the disagreement. Or when you have difference in opinions. Sometimes different opinions grows to the extent reach to the person to leave the truth. Also, al-ikhtilaf, difference in opinions, it might be good in some cases, but dispute, leaving the truth, iftiraq, is always bad, is always connecting to bid'ah, is always connecting to dalal, it always connects to the bad things. الافتراق باعثه الهوى والاختلاف ليس كذلك. افتراق, which is we're talking about today, desires is the main reason behind it. But اختلاف, different in opinions, it can happen without desires. Really, I don't, you have another evidence you have, so you have a different opinion between two people based on two different opinions or based on two different evidence. يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله والنزاع في الأحكام قد يكون رحمة إذا لم يفضي إلى شر عظيم من خفاء الحكم ولهذا صنف رجل كتابا سماه كتاب الاختلاف فقال له الإمام أحمد هل سميته كتاب السعة كتاب السعة وإن الحق في نفس الأمر واحد وقد يكون من رحمة الله ببعض الناس خفاؤه لما في ظهوره من الشدة عليه ويكون من باب قوله تعالى لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم. It's amazing statement from Taymiyyah here, telling us that difference in opinions, sometimes it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Especially when we talk about some details or branches in Sharia, which is might have different opinions based on different evidence between the scholars, the fuqaha. You see sometimes somebody said it is haram, somebody said it is not haram, it is wajib, you know. Some people think this is bad, or this is making worse for the ummah. Shaykh Islam rahimahullah mentioned that Imam Ahmad once been told about a person who authored a book it called The Difference, Al-Ikhtilaf, between the scholars. He said, no, call your book not The Difference, call your book The Ease. Because difference make things sometimes ease on Muslims. And this is was very clear among the Salaf, rahimahumullah ta'ala. As Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا يَخْتَلِفُونَ لأنه لو كان القول قولا واحدا لكان الناس في ضيق لكان الناس في ضيق. عمر بن عيسى said, I wish that the Prophet ﷺ companion, يعني he's glad that there is difference sometimes between the Prophet ﷺ companion in opinions related to issues, because that things make ease on people. Imagine if you have only one opinion, you cannot leave that. Sometimes you in a situation or in a position, when you feel there is a difference in between the scholars in this matter, it became easy on you. It's not like an issue has no different opinion among the scholars. It is going to be very, very hard on the ummah. Difference, brothers and sisters, something happened in the Muslim, something happened. But we are not allowed to do it. How is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that difference and dispute can happen among the ummah. But He told us we should not be part of it, or we should not be the people who started this dispute or disunity or difference. For instance, if you see somebody said something, you didn't say, you know what? Because the Prophet ﷺ told that there is difference going to happen, let me go say the opposite. That to let it happen.
This is haram. This is haram. It happens, but you're not been asked to make it. إِنَّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ يَقَعْ وَلَا يُوقَعْ قاعدة. إِنَّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ يَقَعْ وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِقَاعُهُ.
So the difference gonna happen in this ummah, but we are not allowed to be part of it or to be the one who initiate the difference or make the dispute among the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا. Don't be like those people who had difference between them and they had dispute. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't follow the different ways which is will take you astray from the right path. And don't be among those people who had difference in their religions and they became sects and groups. You're not among them. He said to his messenger, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. If Allah want, He will make this whole ummah, whole nations, one nations, one way of thinking, no difference. But Allah said, but they will remain, the difference will remain between them. There's difference between people and dispute. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I told you, he told us about the dispute which is going to happen in the ummah. As-sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ibn Mas'ud said, and look to what Ibn Mas'ud rahimahullah radiyallahu anhu said, إِنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالتَّأُدَهِ فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَكُونُ تَابِعًا فِي الْخَيْرِ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ رَأْسًا فِي الضَّلَالَةِ. Ibn Mas'ud said, there is a lot of difference will happen. Doubts will be raised in future. Whenever you see that, remain calm. Don't rush to these fitan. Don't rush to these new issues. And he said, the man, it's better for you to be in the rear or in the last rows when there is fitna, better than to be in the head or in the front when there is a fitna. When there is fitna, stay away from it until it pass. Also, he said, what you will do if the fitna happen among you, that the young man will live in this time of fitan, this time of dispute and changing, until he became an old. And he raised and he became old, and all of his life he lived in a time where his people not following the truth. The sunnah is not exist. He said, to the extent if somebody will leave some of the bid'ah, some of the innovations, people will say, he left the sunnah. He left the sunnah. Subhanallah. Give you a practical example. I was, a couple of weeks, been invited to a ceremony of Hafidh al-Quran. Person said, read. Then he start reading. Then he said in the end, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Then another person start reading. He didn't say Sadaqallah al-Azim. Everybody jumped and said, say Sadaqallah al-Azim. I said, Subhanallah.